world is knowing that you have eternal life. Okay. And this is a very much an important message for you to hear. So I hope you give me a couple of minutes of your time while I explain to you how you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're going to go to heaven when you die. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. Okay. And that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. So God says you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're going to heaven when you die. You don't have to wonder about it. You don't have to doubt. You don't have to think, man, I hope so. The Bible says you can know for sure, 100%. And I'm going to give you a couple things in order to understand. There's actually only one thing you have to do to be saved. A lot of people teach you, no, you got to keep God's commandments. You got to get baptized. You got to do good works. You got to repent of all your sins. But that's actually not true. You won't find that in the Bible. There's only one thing you have to do, and it's actually quite simple. But before we get into that, let me share with you some foundational truths before we get into that. Number one is this, is that we're all sinners. Okay. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Sin, according to the Bible, is the transgression of the law. And you think of where the Bible says, you know, in God's law, it tells us that we shouldn't lie, we shouldn't steal. You know, if you've done any one of those things, according to the Bible, you've sinned against God. You say, well, I've never murdered anybody. I've never committed adultery. Well, the Bible says in James 2:10, whosoever keepeth the whole law, yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. So the Bible's emphasizing very strongly that all of us are sinners. Okay, no one's perfect. The Bible says there's none that doeth good, no, not one. As it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. There's not one single soul in this world who does right all the time. We're all sinners. And because we're sinners, the Bible tells us that there's a penalty for that sin. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. And what it's referring to is the fact that the price we pay because we've broken God's commandments, we've broken God's law, we've sinned against God, is that we deserve death. Now, obviously, we understand that we're all physically going to die one day. But when the Bible talks about death, it's actually also referring to a spiritual death in a place called hell. And the Bible even gives us a list of people who are going to go there in Revelation 21 and verse number 8. It tells us this. It says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, you and I know that God is not a man that he should lie. And if he says that even liars go to hell, that would mean that I deserve to go to hell. That would mean that you deserve to go to hell. You know, that would mean that the whole world deserves to go to hell. Because even though maybe you've never committed sorcery, you've never committed murder, everyone at least has told a lie. Okay? And so the Bible tells us that the penalty for breaking God's commandments is hell. That means if you were to die at this moment, the Bible tells us that your soul would descend into a place called hell for all of eternity, and you would never escape that. You would be there forever to pay for your crimes against God. It's a sobering truth, but it's reality. Okay. Now here's the good news. The good news is that God loves you. The Lord loves you, and he doesn't want you to go to hell. The Bible says that he's not willing that any should perish. He doesn't want anyone to go to hell. And it's for that reason that 2,000 years ago, he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to this earth. He was born of a virgin, and he lived a perfect life. And the Bible tells us that he died on the cross. The Bible says in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We know that Jesus Christ was God in the flesh, that he lived a perfect life, and that he preached the word of God, which ultimately got him arrested and nailed to the cross. And the Bible says that when he was nailed to the cross, they put a crown of thorns upon his head. They nailed his hands and his feet to the cross to be put to death. The Bible says that he himself bore our own sins on his own body on the tree. Every single sin that you've ever committed in the past, every single sin that you will do in the future, he put those upon his own body, and he suffered the consequences of your actions and mine, the actions of the whole world. The Bible says that he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. The Bible tells us that when he hung on the cross, that he died, he gave up the ghost, he was buried, and on the third day he resurrected. The Bible says in Romans chapter 4 that he was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. Now, obviously, we understand that Jesus Christ died on the cross for all of our sins. I'm sure you've heard that many times, that he resurrected on the third day. But here's the thing is that, you know, the Bible tells us that in order to be saved, we have to believe in that exclusively for salvation. Okay? We have to believe that Jesus paid for all of our sins and that he resurrected from the grave in order for us to be saved. Now, obviously, Jesus died for the whole world. He died for everyone. But we obviously understand that not everyone's going to heaven. And the difference is this, is that in order to get to heaven, you don't need to repent of all your sins, because it's impossible to repent of all your sins. You don't have to do good works, because the Bible says that there's none that doeth good, no, not one. You don't have to keep God's commandments, because the Bible says, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. The commandments can't save anybody. The commandments were never meant to save anyone. You say, well, how do I get saved? The Bible says,